أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله in this session we begin تفسير سورة الزلزلة. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite the surah, surah 99 and its 8 verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. That surah has been revealed to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in مدينة المنورة. Ibn Abbas said that it has been revealed in Madinatul Munawwar. It's very important surah, and there are many issues that been revealed through this surah that benefit us to remember and to know. A man came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to the narration of Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawud and Nisa'i, said that Abdullah ibn Amr said that a man came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something. Aqri'ni Ya Rasulullah means tell me something to read from Holy Quran. He said, recite three surahs that they have in between them something common, which is the letter Ar. They are long surah. And he said, the man, Ya Rasulullah, I am an old person and my heart is weak and my tongue is cannot memorize. He said, then read from, memorize or read from the surahs that has beginning of Hamim. And the man said the same thing. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then read from the surahs, three surahs from the Al-Musabbihat. Means like Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Like that. And he said the same as he said before. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a surah that has everything in it that it will keep me in the right way. أَقْرِئْنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سُورَةٌ جَامِعَةٌ. It has everything, like a university, جامعه, global. فَأَقْرَأَهُ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He taught him to read, إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها حتى فرغ منها until he finished. The man said, verily, Ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what he gave an oath, Ya Muhammad, what Allah has sent you is truth. I am not going to add more or take more. I am going to read only that surah. And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this man has succeeded. This man has succeeded. To explain that, we will quote what Ibn Abbas said. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها, that surah, تعدل نصف القرآن. It's تعدل means it's equivalent. That surah is equivalent to half of the Quran. As if someone has read half of the Quran. ومن قرأ قل هو الله أحد, and whoever read قل هو الله أحد, as if he read one third of Holy Quran. And whoever read قل يا أيها الكافرون سورة الكافرون, as if he read one fourth of the Holy Quran. Abu Huraira said, I heard Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that whoever recites Surah Al-Zalzala at night, as if he recited half of the Quran. Imam Ahmad, Wat-Tabarani, Wal-Bayhaqi, they said that Abi Imama said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray two rak'at after witr. And he is sitting. He used to pray them in a sitting situation. And he read in them, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. He read Surah Al-Zalzala, and he read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Surah Al-Kafirun. Ibn Abbas said that إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, that surah is very important because it has something in it that Muslims should know, and it keeps you to remember Akhirah. Take the English of it. When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burden, and man will say, what is the matter with it? He said, when the earth, first verse, when the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, means there is an earthquake before that. There are two earthquakes. When Sayyidina Israfil blow in the trumpet. The first one, it shake, everything die. Second one, shake, everything comes out. And when the earth throw out its burden, and man will say, what is the matter with it? That day it will declare its information about all that happened over it of good or evil. Ibn Abbas said, when the earth shake, it shake from its bottom. The earth is round, there is no bottom. When you look at the earth now today, it's round. Where is the bottom? Where is up? Where is down? Huh? Do you see any up or down? Answer.
No.
No. No, sir.
No, sir. Huh.
So he said, it's going to shake from its bottom. Where is the bottom? The bottom is what connects it together. If you think physics wise, we have here someone who studied physics. When you think in it, If you go to the bookstore to buy a, what you call it, this globe, the earth, what you call it? Globe, and you turn it, it turns, spin. Is that? So with what it's connected? There is an axis inside that connects it from top to bottom, to its end, from top down or from down up, where there is no up, no down. So what is its bottom is that axis. That axis that makes it connected, all of it, and make it to turn. That is its gravity. That axis has some kind, Allah has put a secret in that axis that makes holding the earth together. If that axe goes, the earth will fall apart completely down. Where it will go like a rocket, falling in space, like asteroid. You see asteroid, what they do? Asteroid, what, how they move? They don't know where they are moving, and they are moving. Wherever they hit, they break into pieces. That earth, when Allah wants to shake it, إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَلَى. Two times he mentioned زُلْزِلَة. إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ زِلْزَلَى. Two times. Why he mentioned two times? He was able to say إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ الْأَرْضُ وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالًا. When the earth shake, and the earth brought what is inside its burden. Why he has to say, when the earth shake, its final shake, its final earthquake. He repeated earthquake two times, and he repeated earth two times, in these two verses behind each other. When the earth is shaken, means it's making earthquake, with its final earthquake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَةِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَلَةً. And when the earth throws out its burden. So first, it's shaking. When it shake, it shake, it shake, it shake, everything will fall dead. With the trumpet of Sayyidina Israfil. The second time, he is confirming when it shake, its final shake. When it fails final shake, according to a hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will go completely into dust. There will be nothing. Means when that bottom of it, that axis or axle that is spinning around it, that the earth is spinning, will disappear, will be taken away. It's be taken like you take it from its hole. It has a hole going through the earth, like a diameter of the earth. When it's thrown out, there is no more gravity. It goes into pieces in this big universe. At that time, it is able to bring out what is inside it. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ قَالَهَا. And ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah put, shake something, sift something, sift. Everything what you need, it comes out. And what you don't need, goes. When Allah shaking the earth, it's bringing everything from down. First shake, it will bring all kind of treasures that is inside. Allah bring it to tell human, this what you were running after, worthless, has no mean to akhirah. Then Allah keep shaking the earth by taking its axle, no more turning, no more spinning, no more east, no more west, no more sunrise, no more sunset, no more day, no more night. It's in this vacuum moving with no gravity holding it in its space. It's going. Where it's going, Allah knows. You think it will stay like that in its place and it's shaking to become like asteroid moving in space. And as it is moving, it's shaking. You remember the shuttle when it's coming from outer space, when came to the, call it, the atmosphere of the earth, what happened? It was shaking and then gone into pieces. When it gone into pieces, everything comes out.
Like you are in aeroplane and you have so much wind. What the aeroplane make? Turbulences, it's shaking. So as this earth is moving in space, in vacuum, it's shaking now. Because there is no more physical law that, physics that can keep it as it was before. Allah wants now to bring it to an end. Not anymore going to turn around the sun, earth, no. It's going to come out completely from its place. And as it is moving, it's shaking, it's bringing up what is inside. And what is inside? The coccyx residue that been left. كُلُّ بْنَ آدَمْ يَفْنَى إِلَّا عُجْبُ الذَّنَبِ. Prophet said, all the body of a human being disintegrate except the coccyx. Explained that in the Argadon book, coccyx never disintegrate and still there is life in it. By throwing bone, that small bone that is in every human end of the spinal cord, they found that even they take it and put it under high pressure and heat, it was still burning. It was burning it, it was still alive. They took it and they crushed it into powder and it was still alive. That living species that it is buried in the ground, Allah will bring it. That is whatever it touched sperm, whatever it touched that bone. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. And man will say, what is the matter with it? What's going on? That day it will declare information about all that happened, of it good or bad. Going to witness on what we have done, of good or bad. So means that anytime you shake something, you are going to find a counter to that shake. There is a counter effect from another side. Awliyaullah, they took a lesson from that Allah has told them in Surah 99, and Allah's name are 99 names. Allah's beautiful names and attributes are 99. And that surah is 99. Means it is the end. And that's why it is equivalent to half of the Quran. You have read the half of the Quran. Because Allah said, Allah has 99 names. If you want anything, ask Him through these names. And the last name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Sabur. The patient, the most patient. Means Allah is patient with you, O mu'min, O believers, O human being. But there is an end. And when is that end? At the end of that name, As-Sabur, from the beginning of the name till the end, his last name is what? As-Sabur. Means after that, there is no more patience. Is that Zulzilat al-Ardu Zil. At that time, I am going to shake everything. After 99 names, what happened? Comes shaking. Zalzala 99. That's it. Don't ask more. You do according what I ordered you to do, or I'm shaking you. When I shake you, are finished. Awliyaullah, they found that secret through that surah. So from that surah, they trace it. They went back, tracing back. Sometimes you have a lab test, a lab experiment injury. They will tell you, okay, this is the answer. For example, a chemical equation is 2.5. Get its beginning, the formula. What is the formula? So what you have to do, you have to go from the bottom. Those who studied chemistry, they know that. They have to go final result, go equation by equation, up, 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 until they come to the formula, to the top one. So awliyaullah were tracing from surah to zalzala. They were able to go into the name of Allah, the most patient, the 9, the 99. From that, moving and moving, until reaching the beginning. Wallahu alladhi hu ar-Rahman. From who? Allah, who? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudud. But they went from where? From the end, up. Cannot come from up to down. You want to go the stairs up, ladder, you go first down, up to up. That's why Surah Zalzala, half, you read half of the Quran, it gives you meanings. So awliyaullah, they found a meaning. It's very important today for people who are, we have mind to understand that we think that we are so much intelligent and knowledgeable and sophisticated that we are able to reach each other and connect each other together through a system that we think that we are able to invent. Ya Allah, they were able to connect everyone, a network, because their system, they have no worms in it. Their system, there is no hidden worms. It's clean. They cleaned it up from the last name, Allah has named patient through Surah Al-Zalzala, because they know that when Allah ordered the earth to bring us back, all our computers are going to be opened on that net. And wherever that worm is hidden, is hiding itself, that ego, that big worm, egoistic worm, selfishness, arrogance, pride, anger, bad characters, all of them, they are viruses in our heart's computer that we have been loading, downloading them, putting them inside, one after one, without us knowing. And we are saying, oh, we have a good system. Everything is running well. Like today, they tell you, we have a nice system, we have a server, and we have a network, and everyone is connected to that server to take information. What information? There is shaitan there giving you wrong information. He has hide his worms there, waiting for you to open one window for him. Not one window, forget window. One small hole, tiny hole. Not from all of you, might be from one person who is ignorant about that system. He can contaminate all the murids by his foolishness. That's why awliyaullah, they have sessions for public, norm for everyone to come. They have session only for special, because they don't want to come. The time of Sayyid Sheikh Sharaf, grand sheikh, he had his private session, and he saw one person coming. He had a jubba on him that Sultan Abdul Hamid has given him a gift. And that jubba is, the value is so huge that you cannot estimate its value. At that time, it was 7,000 golden coins. That jubba that he, you know, these sultans, they got all kinds of jewelry. So Sheikh Sharafuddin used to, well, he doesn't need it, he doesn't wear it. He got it as his gift, by his robe. When he saw that one coming, he was worried that he will contaminate the session. He called someone quickly, tell him, take that jubba, give to him, tell him, Sheikh is very happy with you, go take that jubba and go. I'm making you Khalifa. Today, these sick people, when the Sheikh wants to get rid of them, he appoint them Khalifa. You have lot of Khalifas now. Everywhere there is 10 Khalifa in every district, in every street. And all of them with big turbans, and they think they are the Khalifa of the Sheikh. That is Izilatul Arz, shake this earth to bring what is correct and what is bad for people. So he gave him the jubba in order not to contaminate the session. So these networks might be one person, doesn't know anything from network, through his computer, he contaminate everyone else. And everyone else with his arrogance, he say, I build a firewall. I build a virus wall, I don't call that. Virus protector. He's arrogant. I am strong. I am king of kings. I am Fir'aun. Fir'aun think himself the top, the greatest. I'm building a virus protector against Sayyidina Musa. Brought all these magicians. So with one stick, ate all their magic. It comes. When reality comes, don't say I have virus protector. Allah make you one mistake that shows you you are nothing. So what they did, they have a network, many computers, and everyone begin to blame the other who contaminated the system. This one say I have a virus protector. That one say I have a virus protector. And they are not aware that every day four times or five times, as you pray five times a day. Why we pray five times a day? From these viruses. That prayers Allah gave us to protect us, they are virus protectors. To protect us from shaitan entering into our computer, our hearts. Allah gave us these five prayers. But Prophet ﷺ was not only praying the five prayers, he was putting more protections by praying voluntary prayers to teach us that you need more to do. Don't make yourself arrogant. I'm praying my five prayers as an obligation. You have to pray it in order to keep heart clean. But not you are reaching the highest perfection of ihsan, maqam al-ihsan, tazkiyat al-nafs, spirituality, except through uploading and upgrading your computer by putting every day 10 times virus protectors. Don't say I put from 6 months one virus protector and I didn't upgrade my system, because there are more coming. Every day, shaitan is coming with different strategy and with different conspiracy against us. That's why he said, when وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا.
And the man said, what's going wrong? Well, don't say what's going wrong. You did the wrong. The earth is going to tell you when Allah is shaking it, is going to come and witness what you have did, good or bad.
Don't hide behind your... Everyone must... You want really Islam and Sunnatul Nabi, following the footsteps of Prophet, and you want tariqah, Sufi ways, have to blame yourself that you have made. Not say, I didn't do anything, I didn't make mistake, I am clean, I am perfect, I am...
What I am. You are nothing. When Allah wants to pull your leg, finish.
So what they did, they went and that they let their system, you let your heart open contamination from others. They are not upgrading, protected from a virus. So what you did, you let the others through their gossips and whispering and through their holes that they have in their hearts or in their system, that virus was able to come and to throw you, bombard you with blasters. Thousands of blasters. Bombs. Spiritual bombs. That blaster, that worm, that satanic worm, was able to detect in your heart how many people you have met in your life, how much you have made in your life, and begin to blaster you through your heart, gossiping in your ear when you say, Allahu Akbar.
How much... information come to your mind when you are praying, bad informations.
Coming, picking from everywhere and blastering you. Not plastering you, blastering you, destroying you. So what you have to do? You say, oh, I have a worm. What worm? You have that worm that has 44 legs. The biggest worm. It depends on your ego. How big is your ego? So what you do? We have to clean up. What you need to do?
I have to go take all the hard drive and clean it, put all the file out, clean the hard drive, is a long process. Very long. It might take all your life to clean one thing.
So awliya Allah, they gave you the follow. What is that system? Is daily awrad. Like someone who get upset with the blasters from his computer, blastering everyone, blastering his father, blastering his mother, blastering his sister, blastering his brother, blastering his children, blastering his friends. What he did? Go cut the computer, throw it, bring a new one. You cannot do that with your heart. How you cut your heart? No one can do that. Only Prophet young, wash it. For us, what we have to do? Follow the Sunnah of Prophet. Follow the Sharia. Follow the way of Awliya Allah. Follow their awrad. Because in every awrad, there is a code. It tell you like, why we after prayer, we say 33 times, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 33 times, Allahu Akbar. Why 33? Why not 31? Why he said read 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad as if you read the Quran? Because one Qul Huwallahu Ahad, if you read it, it gives you as if you read 1/3 of course. Why the Prophet explained it? Why to read 2 times Surah Al-Zalzala as if you have read the Quran one time? Because so in every name of Allah, that's why our system read the awrad daily. That's how you can them through a long process, but it clean it. If you want quicker without seclusion, you take the long way. Like what they are doing, they have a problem in work, they go to the server, they have one by one, a hard drive, so on. The other way is to take the whole system, place a new system. Start to bother too much. All your things are contaminated, throw them. They are garbage now. You want to clean them? Still, because you like what you have, still you have that love of what you own, you possess. Awliya Allah, they knew that throw it out by going into more self daily. Zikrullah 5,000 or 10,000, up to 1,000,000. Do salawat 200, 500, 5,000. If you read Holy Quran 2 juz or 3 juz in seclusion, you can read it together with the other awrad. One, you can. What do you do? You are completely changing the whole system. Very quick refurbishment. Then able come as a earth at that time will say what was coming, good witness. Allah said Surah Al-Zalzala, men will say, what is the matter with what's going on? They it will there its mission. What information? One what about all that happened over it, Lord will inspire it. They mankind will put scattered group.
In the narration of Muslim that Abu Huraira said that Prophet ﷺ said that the earth will throw up vomit, like how it is someone throwing up from his stomach. Throwing up, the earth will throw out up what is from, become like said, amthal al-ustuwan min al-dhahab wal-fidda.
You know the Tawana has a circular base, circular top, a cylinder. The earth will become like a cylinder. Like a cylinder, you know, subhanAllah, Allah is describing it through the hadith of Prophet, so it become like a cylinder. Because today, the earth is circle, but not a circle. It is oval circle, oval sphere, but oval. Tawana is, cylinder is more bigger, become all circular. Why? When something spins quickly, great. So means it's going to be spinning in a speed that you cannot imagine. When it is speeding that speed, it is going to bring out everything. They are going to, it's going to throw it up, as he said in the hadith. He said, and this is 1400 years. Taqi'ul ard. Taqi' means it's vomit, it's throw out. Throw up? Throw up. So when it is spinning in that huge spin, it's throwing out, throwing up everything from its inside, its stomach, in that spin. Like when you draw blood, in order that they keep the blood and they can examine what they do with it, they centrifuge, they put it, and it spins, 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 spins. It keeps everything alive inside that blood. That blood is not anymore dead. Giving it a heat. So you can see after one day or 2 days, you go and examine the blood, you see the test, whatever. So they centrifuge. And how they centrifuge? By spinning the blood. So anything spinning, it will produce either heat, depend on what is spinning, or in that case, it's throwing up what is inside. What is inside? It's children.
Allah. And did that come, the one who killed, the criminal come, and he say, you have killed this, and you have been killed because of this. And the one that who contaminated or disconnected his brothers, he doesn't speak with his brother or with the people who are has relationship of blood relationship. Why you have disconnected yourself from them? Yani means everything is going to explain its.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he read that verse, yawma idhin khbaraha, today it's going to say it's going to a person. Or we have hiding behind. Only you can see them when they begin to disrupt. Is our system working correct? No.
When you find them, is when you begin to investigate yourself. That's why man arifa nafsahu, arifa rabbah. Who knows himself, knows his Lord. Because when you know yourself, that words become to come to kill you. They will come to bite you. They don't want to be destroyed. Now in that, in the network, when someone has a network and you are trying to find this one, what you are doing? You are trying to go behind them to kill them, is not? You are trying to clean your system from the back doors in order to reach the worm and kill them. Because if you want to face them, to face your ego kills you. Ego cannot accept. And that's why Jihadun Nafs, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are coming from lesser jihad to greater jihad to Sahaba. He said, Ya Rasulullah, after fighting the enemy, is there a bigger jihad? He said, nah, yeah, yeah. Fighting your worms, your digital worms. Fighting your ego, that big worm, that big snake, that hiding behind all these files and these walls, waiting one ignorant one to open for them one hole to come through all the system. That's why he gave the jubba to that ignorant. He said, go, 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 don't come here. Take the jubba, this is what you like, the dunya, take it.